Cynthia Miller Idris is the director of the Polarization and Extremism Research Innovation Lab at American University, and she joins me now. Cynthia, looking at the pattern of violence in recent years, what fits into that pattern from this and what might be new?
Well, we've been seeing rising political violence, rising hate-fueled violence for several years now. We're at a level that we haven't seen since the 1970s. And over the last couple of years, in the U.S. in particular, we've seen rising assassination attempts and assassinations as a tactic within that political extremism. And that's also been happening overseas. So, you know, I think it's it was to be expected that political assassinations would continue if we weren't able to tamp down the rhetoric.
To be expected, to hear those words is really quite stunning. But you are the one doing the research and you're talking about the rhetoric, which is a big part of the conversation right now. How much is rhetoric responsible for political violence? And especially that moment where someone isn't just expressing anger, as we see online everywhere, kind of a toxic culture online. How much does political rhetoric influence someone to move from saying words to doing something violent? Or does it?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we'd seen, and I said this a year ago after Trump, the first assassination attempt against President Trump, was that it was only a matter of time with the kind of rhetoric that we see that we were going to get to political assassination. So, you know, that's what I mean by expected. It sounds very cynical, but it was very predictable, you know, shocking but not surprising is the way that I think of it.